Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
The bro code. You may have seen this in action last night on New Girl on Southern Cross 10.
Southern Cross 10 last night. Schmidt bought the other fellow housemate and his best friend, Nick, a cookie. Now, written in the bro code, you don't buy your friends presents or surprises or gifts for that matter. If you do, you need to call them up beforehand. It's just awkward. If I rocked up to you, Chris, rocked up to your house and bought you, say, for example, a thing of flowers and some chocolate, what would you say?
I'd say, listen, this is the fifth time this week. Can you just, you get the hint, okay? Yeah, see, I'm taken. I mean, I know I'm taken. We know this.
But the thing is, if I called you up beforehand and say, hey, look, I'm at the shops. Do you want me to pick you up some flowers and chocolate? What would you say then?
I'd say, stop calling me. This is the fifth time you've asked me.
I'm trying to work with you here.
Why is it always flowers and chocolates with you?
So you don't... I don't know, because it's the first thing that came to my mind.
You know what?
I know you like chocolates and
flowers. You treat me a lot better than some of the other dates that you go on.
I know,
that's sad.
It's sad, it is.
That's sad. Must say, I get a good kick out of the boys on the show.
I've got to ask, who's your favourite boy on the show? I cannot stand Schmidt.
I can't stand Schmidt.
Like, he's a tall, lanky guy who's just he thinks he's the shiz. We'll say that.
Everyone's got a Schmidt in their life. Everyone's got just one mate who just thinks he's a little bit better and just a little bit better off than everyone else.
Yeah,
everyone's got a Schmidt.
Not as tall as Schmidt though, and he's got some problems because of his height.
Oh, okay.
That's the person who we sort of know.
Do not draw me into this. But
no, I'm not going to do that.
What rules do you have between you and your friends, bro codes, as it were, 13, 12, 16? Stephen joins us. Stephen, you've got some rules, don't you?
Absolutely. If it's your house, there's one beer left, it's yours.
Yeah. If you're the owner of the property, I'm sorry, that is all yours.
Exactly right. And if you go to a mate's place and you leave your beer in his fridge, it's his.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that, because it's nothing sadder than someone turning up the next day going, hey, by the way, I left stuff in your fridge.
You don't do that. I have a rule when it comes to that. If someone leaves something in your fridge, technically it becomes property of the house after 3 days.
Three days.
See, because that's long enough that's long enough to determine whether or not they're going to come back for it. Like, I'm talking about, you know, food, which they may leave in the fridge. I'm talking about drinks, stuff like that. Doesn't matter what it is. If they leave it in your house for longer than 3 days, it's technically yours.
I think if they don't take it with them when they leave the actual party, whatever.
But you don't want to be that guy who takes all the stuff with them. Oh, by the way, I'm taking this birthday cake, this present I bought you that you don't really want, and my drinks. You don't want to be that guy.
Like that wallet that I gave you for your birthday.
Here we go again.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't used it yet.
Yeah.
Because it's sitting in a shrine at home. I will prove it to you. Tomorrow I'll bring in a photo.
Is this the shrine of me with the photo and the flowers and the chocolates? Is that it?
The stuff that you rejected. Yeah. Just, I want you to love me, Chris. Why won't you love me?
Oh, it's daddy issues all over again. Boy, we're getting in the mood for Halloween today, aren't we?
Ooh, we certainly are, Chris.
I can't tell if you're spooky or if your phone's on vibrate at the moment.
Well, my phone is in my pocket, so I should probably get that out of there. But I'm trying to be scary. Maybe I should just be normal. Rah, it's me, Brownie.
I'm sorry, are you recovering from something?
I'm attempting to be scary, Chris. It is Halloween, so we're trying to get into the spirit of it.
No, you are right about that. It is Halloween today.
Crows
in here. Everywhere.
In the ventilation.
Cats. Yeah. All the spooky animals. Dolphins too. They're the animal kingdom's...
What's a dolphin doing in here?
They're evil.
They are, aren't they? They are. They're so smart.
Hey, we're playing Trick or Tweet this morning here at Star. It's a simple concept. We have a line for you, and that line can either be a trick or it can be an actual tweet from
a
celebrity.
Correct, and it's your mission, if you want to score yourself a 3-pack of CDs, to guess whether it is a trick or an actual celebrity tweet.
We've got Dino joining us this morning. Morning, Dino. How are you, buddy?
Living great.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Good stuff.
Now, what do you reckon about Halloween? Do you reckon we should adopt it and start celebrating it?
Yeah, I think so. I did it last year with the kids just around our cul-de-sac, and yeah, the kids enjoyed it. They loved it.
All right. No, I think it's a good idea too. But let's see if we can't give you a 3-pack of CDs this morning. Let's play Trick or Tweet. Now, we've got a single line for you. Tell us if it's a tweet or if it's a trick. Now, Brownie, what is the line?
The line is, Grandma just ordered mac and cheese and butter pecan gelato for dinner.
Is that a celebrity tweet or is it just a trick, Dino?
Oh, probably a tweet.
Yippee! Yes.
It is a tweet. Well done. It's actually Katy Perry's tweet.
Katy Perry.
And grandma celebrating her birthday. Felt like that for dinner.
All right, Dino, we've got a 3-pack of CDs coming your way, okay, mate?
Cheers, thanks.
There you go, and that's how we play it this morning.
It's very simple. Just like that, you can score yourself some treats.
Getting a little bit spooky
this
here.
This is creepy music, Chris.
You don't like it, do
I
you?
Don't like that one, no. And the wolves in the background, too.
They're scary.
I just want to hang out.
There's those crows watching us as well. I don't know.
Oh, wow. It's
very moody in here this morning.
How do we get them out of here?
I think the same way that we did with the pigeons, we call the exterminator. And a corker of a story, possibly the funniest one from the week, is this one about the kids who went to the cinema.
That's right. Over in the UK, a group of kids and their families went along to check out a screening of Madagascar 3. That's the animated film starring Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Chris Rock's in it.
Yeah. David Schwimmer.
Yeah, it's the lion, the giraffe, and the zebra and all that, the animals, right? So they thought they were going along.
I can
along.
Tell you know your kids' movies.
I know my kids' movies very well. Now, they went along to check out the movie. Everything was fun, had their popcorn, sat down with their families and all that. The movie starts, however, something's not quite right.
Yeah. The visuals on the screen don't match up with what they've bought the ticket for.
No. It was very dark. It was very scary. That was because it was actually a screening of Paranormal Activity 4.
What happened? Did they go into the wrong cinema?
No.
Did someone put the wrong film on?
That's what happened. A technical error being blamed by the cinema. What happened when these guys sat down to the movie, they thought they were going to watch Madagascar 3. Mm. Unfortunately, though, someone had put the wrong movie on for these guys to see. And so they had to sit through 2 minutes of the opening scenes of Paranormal Activity 4. And if you've seen any of the Paranormal Activity movies, you know they're quite scary.
Apparently the opening scene of the movie is one of the most terrifying ones. And essentially they all sat there screaming. Freaking out little kids.
Kids were screaming, kids were crying. About 25 families ran out of the cinema as quickly as possible. And it was one of those scenes you just wish you could see. Just all of these young kids crying in the foyer of the cinema.
How do you come back from being the projectionist who's gone, I've put the wrong film on.
I'm the guy who's done that.
I'm gonna get fired.
But the thing is, the cinema got together and they refunded the tickets and offered the guys a later screening of Madagascar 3. Although I can't help but think that the kids would have been a little bit hesitant to go into the cinema after that.
Yeah.
Come on, we're going to go see Madagascar 3. No, we just saw it. It was horrible, Mum. I don't want to go through that again.
I don't know if this is wrong to say, but there would be a certain temptation as the projectionist to go
to just do it again a little bit.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Just the fact that they've stuffed up so majorly, and there's not a lot that they could have done to make it worse. Like, the simple fact is they've put on Paranormal Activity 4.
Mm-hmm.
The kids have been, you know, watching that, expecting Madagascar 3. The only way they could have made it worse is if they hosted classes in the foyer for cleaning your hockey mask and chainsaw.
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.